Yo, welcome to another episode of On the Serious 33 and the Third Podcast. It's your man, the Leo DiCaprio, a.k.a. Filthy McNasty, a.k.a. Danny Domino, a.k.a. Your mama's next door neighbor's illegitimate second cousin on your adopted nephew's side.
How many times?
Twice removed.
What's up? It's your boy, Drew Nitty. That's it.
Oh man, you can't know you.
You can't come in my lane.
You're supposed to be on the other. You're the AKA man. You guys right? Have a ski wheeze over there.
Dog, I just got home not too long ago. I'm exhausted, bro.
Oh my god, you was out that horrible weather.
Yes, sir.
You binge a Pepsi or something, Drew. All
right. Dang. Okay. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Drink some hot chocolate.
What?
With a lot of sugar, my nigga.
Wow.
Get your energy up. Right. Word up. I'm Teach. That's me.
Oh, and I'm Gorilla Glue. How y'all doing?
Yo, can I just say, I feel like we might need to go back and check the tape, but I feel like he's never actually said, yo, what up? I'm BA. Like, it's always something. He's never said his name.
Yeah.
I think I have. Maybe first couple episodes.
Yeah, but he don't flip it up a couple times.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's that
Gorilla Glue. Okay.
Gorilla Glue.
That's my Gorilla Glue Girl is trending like crazy right now.
Well, that's that po baby.
Gorilla Glue Girl went to the ER, and she's finally getting help.
Yes.
And I hope it. I really hope it turns out okay for her.
I don't.
Man, very.
Like, no, some internet. You know. Horror stories like these, like, I would actually laugh at the person and ha-ha, that's what your dumb ass get. I feel genuine compassion and sympathy for this girl. I do not feel that way for, like, I really hope that baby is going to be okay.
I don't feel compassion and sympathy for her.
I don't. Exactly.
Okay, go ahead, Dave. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to say, yeah, it brings up the whole point of, like, putting your business on social media. When you choose to put it out there online, you open yourself up to criticism. And, like, I feel like, you know, she needed to share that. And it was, like, even when she came home from the hospital, I think they sent her home with, like, some acetate stuff to use in her hair to try to, you know, get it unstuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, she was sharing that video, too. And I'm just like.
Well, I mean, at that point, we definitely became invested the whole everybody we were invested at that point, so I feel like at that point she felt the need to, you know, continue to take us with the journey. Yeah. Because the first video, that's when, if you know, that's
y'all,
what she
was, y'all was invested. The thing is, most of us are not crying
really
with her
story,
we're laughing at her. You know what I mean?
I think you're in the minority here. There's not, I think it's more people. I don't think it's as many people laughing at her as
I'm
you think.
I'm laughing.
Well,
at
maybe.
I'm laughing. At her. I'm definitely laughing.
I think you're in the minority.
Maybe.
Here's the thing. You did not buy Gorilla Glue spray at the beauty supply store.
Exactly.
You did.
She maybe ordered it. That's
you didn't. It was not in the beauty supply section.
Let's go. Yeah.
She probably Googled
it. Man. Wherever you ordered it from, you did not find it in the beauty supply section of that website.
They do not sell those at the same establishment.
But wait, let's go back for like the three people out there who might not know what's going on. Teach, like, run it down to them, man.
Basically, story. Sister posted on Twitter and gave the story of how she had ran out of the Gorilla Snot product, which we'll table that. Why is that the Gorilla Snot name? But anyway, there's a hair product called Gorilla Snot that she had been using, and I guess she ran out of that. And at some point, I don't know if she Googled and just started Googling Gorilla, and then Gorilla Glue came up.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I'm trying to figure. I don't know how she got
don't
to
make,
the.
Don't make excuses. I don't know how she just married. Tell the story how it went. Don't
exactly.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Yeah, I digressed. Anyway, so she ran out of gorilla snot hair stuff, so she ended up using gorilla goo, mm-hmm. which comes in a spray. And if you know anything about gorilla goo, it's like crazy goo times infinities. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So, yeah, that shit sticks.
I guess at that point. When she posted the video, she said, I think she said it had been like that a month, like the style mm-hmm. that she styled it in had literally not moved, budged, anything in a month. She didn't shower, steam, whatever she can do. Nothing is working. Sure, and so that's where the story is. So,
Recently she went to the ER to try to get their help. After a month and a half, because it wasn't, and it was getting tighter. It was causing her to have headaches.
I call
this a self-inflicted wound.
I call this hold this L.
Yeah. 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 Bring it back. Bring it back.
Not doubling up on you.
Man. I mean, yeah, it's been all kind of memes going around. Somebody put out the Martin, clip from when Gina had put the relaxer in
Myra's hair.
Myra's hair.
Well,
yeah.
She put the relaxer in without neutralizer.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Wait, can I say something? Wait, this is, you know, I don't feel bad for her because these are the same generation of kids that was eating Tide Pods. I could care less.
Yeah, yeah.
True, and my thing is. You just did not get that at the same place you bought your gorilla snot. It's whatever that was. You didn't purchase that in any kind of beauty supply section or store. You
okay? So listen,
you just
listen,
went into your what?
Follow.
What?
Follow.
What? Mm-hmm. Defend. Go ahead. I'm gonna try to defend this.
I think I got an angle. You know what court.
You know what the funny thing about this is? It's a man with no hair. Literally defending a girl who grew hair.
I'm Chico beaning it out here right now. I got hair. Yeah. Maybe not a complete full head, but I got hair. So get that straight.
Okay.
Nonetheless. Okay, listen, I feel like if we were in a court of law, I'm finna hit a reasonable doubt angle in which y'all couldn't convict. Okay. So my
charge?
Angle is, and this is how she got from gorilla snot to gorilla goo. My angle is, you know, sometimes sisters buy those products in bulk. So she didn't have 2-3 cans already in the stash, and then she like started to run out of her last one. And it's a pandemic, so a lot of people are ordering everything from home now. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe, and I think it's very plausible. Mm-hmm. I think that since, you know, we're ordering from home now. I think she tried to, or she saw she was getting low on the gorilla snot. So then she went online to order some gorilla snot, but she typed in gorilla and gorilla goo came up. And then she just thought it was like some new and improved shit. And then she bought that shit. And
no,
who reads
son.
Labels? Who reads
no,
labels?
Man,
no, go, no, no, stop right
no,
there. Stop right there.
No,
stop right there.
No,
hey,
that's
listen to what you just said. Who reads labels? The person who wants to put this shit in their head need to read the label. That's the thing.
But,
yeah. Don't do this. You start people call my job. Like,
listen.
Who reads their bill? Like, you supposed to read your bill. It's what it's supposed to
nigga,
be.
Nigga, you read all your bills. You read everything. Fine.
Before
print,
I call
everything.
Somebody complaining about it, I'll read it. How about that? Before I put it in my head, I'm going to read the label. If I pick
yeah,
it.
Yeah. All right. Labels. You think you know what you're buying? You think you know what you're buying?
PJ, do this. Google Gorilla Glue right now and see if it says Google Gorilla Snot. See if Gorilla Glue comes up.
All right, I'm gonna do that right now.
Hold on. Here's another thing. Who in the world has not heard of Gorilla Glue and what it does?
Facts.
Yep. I mean, I wouldn't go to Lowe's looking for S Curl. I just, you know,
facts.
You know,
you going to Ace for Murray's?
Like, bro, you me. PJ, you actually defending the stupidest person.
I'm just trying to get the sister some benefit out of doubt and. And
there is none. There is none. Yeah. You have to understand.
Listen,
TJ, don't
listen,
down this hill.
This is what you said earlier. You said they buy, women will buy hair stuff. First off, a woman knows what she's putting in her hair. Let's be clear about that. If you know women, you know they know what they're putting in their hair.
All I'm
black women
is,
especially don't play about their hair.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm not disputing that. All I'm saying is she could have went online to try to order some gorilla snot.
She didn't.
Because she had noticed she was running out, and she's shopping. She's trying to shop more from home these days. So that's why she was ordering it online instead of buying it in the stuff. Man, listen,
You sound as stupid as her.
I've never seen
hey, it's dark a theory. And if we were in a court,
it's not a theory. If that was your defense, I would convict your client in 2.5 seconds, my nigga. We wouldn't even deliberate. Hang that nigga right now. I got a rope right here.
I mean, BA. Yeah, you came up with an interesting quandary or theory. What if this had happened?
What if that happened to a guy who was spending time alone with himself?
He ran
out of oil, and he decided to pick up the gorilla.
I don't even want to harp on, and I don't need to. I don't want to unpack that. Why would your mind even go there?
But wait, did you see the dude that was in the other country that had the dick that had grown on his hand?
No.
What?
Yeah, look it up.
Dave, you know the Inquirer stories aren't real, right?
No. This was on Inside Edition.
We gotta make sure it's Dave, so we gotta make sure it was on Inside Edition.
It was on Inside Edition, so you know it's real. This dude, look it up. Look it up, Google it.
I mean, it could have been on Daily Mail.
Okay, wait, Dave.
Search dick on hand? I don't want to search that. I don't want to put that in my search.
Well, you're thinking about
that's a whole nother rabbit hole, bro.
What do I put in my search engine to find this story? Because I don't want to search extra dick in hand. I don't know how to search.
It's a real story, though.
Wait, Dave, where'd you see it? How do you get to that?
It was
either
Inside Edition or, like Drew said, Daily Mail. It was one of those two shows.
Because listen, no, I'm on Daily the internet Mail, a lot. I feel like there's not a lot that gets past me. And so I feel like, you know, I might have noticed extra dick in your hand.
I don't want
to type it in my search history to have like extra dick in hand.
But do it and clear your cookies, my nigga.
That's a whole nother rabbit hole. Don't act like this is
the first time you ever Googled reasonable shit.
He had a dick on the top of his hand.
I'm tapped out.
All right. He had a dick on his hand.
Yo, man, this episode has went left really fast.
But would you rather have one on your hand or on your chin? No, nobody? Okay.
Now I'm not answering this question.
All right.
I know that I've seen, they got toys that kind of emulate that anyway. Yeah,
I'm not talking to y'all about this stuff right now.
Yo, be quiet.
You found it?
I just Googled the phrase, he had a dick on his hand.
That's how you felt better about investigating that? That's what you're okay with that?
Dave said it, so I just Googled that line. but man who lost penis to infection has a new one built on his arm.
Oh, it was on his arm. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was a transplant. That's what it sounds like.
He had a blood infection, and that's what caused him to lose it. So,
Why on his arm?
That's a peculiar place. Wouldn't you want it to try to get it as close to the region?
What they're probably doing is and I don't know what the whole story is. They're probably just growing it to that's the incubator part right there.
That brings and then to hand job.
Pause.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry. I'm done. You know what? I'm
off the subject. He can't like work at a office or something, and
he can. Like, you just don't wear tank tops.
Can you imagine getting punched in the face?
Well, you said it's it's on his arm or on his hand.
It said arm on the article.
It's on his arm.
Okay, so it's on his I was imagining it literally like on top of his fist.
But what if you get punched in the face and like the fist hits you and then the dick hits you in the face right after that? What? Like that'd be horrible.
I don't want to harp on these. You know anymore. What?
I'm done. I'm tapped out with this one.
Right. I'm tapping out with Drew. BA Dave, y'all continue if you want.
Tease, you want us to switch to WandaVision? You want us to talk about that?
Oh, what you want, bro? WandaVision? What you want to talk about?
Oh, God.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
And sadly, I have to think on that when the answer should be obvious, but you niggas will talk for a whole half hour about MCU and shit. So now I got to figure out which is worse.
Well, listen, you know, I got to follow up the Gorilla Glue girl story with other silly Negro news. speaking of Marvel, what's up with Lil Uzi Vert, man?
Oh, you know what? I'm conflicted. I wanted to talk about how stupid it is.
Yeah.
But then I also feel like it's so fucking stupid. Why would we even pay it any attention?
Because, man.
It's like, stupid.
They should have never gave y'all money.
Yo, like, what?
This is what I be talking about with second generation crack babies. Like, just not okay to be
real. Real talk. I think he felt overshadowed by Kodak Black getting out of jail. So he was like, man, they I got to do dude? Something. Great point. Great point. I felt like he maybe got overshadowed by that, so he was like,
first of all,
real dumb shit.
Well, that's the thing. First of all, Uzi is going to live he's going to live forever on the internet because the December 3rd meme and video, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if he did it for Drew. You don't even know what that is.
No, I don't. Yeah. Anything with little Uzi or not? No, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm a grown man. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what makes you just sit at home and decide, you know what, I'm gonna have a diamond installed in
That nigga watched Infinity War.
Like,
the same thing that makes you decide to put Gorilla Glue on your hair.
Exactly. Like at least the dude who had the dick on his, you know, installed on his arm had an infection. Like, what was Lil Uzi Vert's infection?
Stupidity.
Okay. Yeah.
No doubt about that one. Like, yo,
here's the thing. It's $24 million, supposedly $24 million pink diamond in his head. His net worth is $16 million.
Wow.
So he's gonna be worth more dead than alive.
Yeah. Did he like? So it's on layaway though.
It
right?
Gotta
he's
be.
He's making payments on that.
Unless the 24. Unless that's like a Swarovski crystal or something like that. I don't know.
Why do you know the name of that?
My name.
I'm married.
Yeah.
I guess. I'm sorry. Yo, okay. So listen, here's the thing. Like, where do you go? Because you need 24-hour security because niggas will, like, straight bring a machete and chop your whole shit off and take it with them. $24 million just sitting in the fat, sitting inside this little 5'3" nigga head, just $24 million.
They'll give him a lobotomy.
So, like you got to have security. You got to have top flight fucking A-team ass security 24/7 forever now, nigga, until you get this shit taken out.
Tommy right. Thanos. Right. Pulling exactly. That shit off. Clean out.
Exactly. Like, I just, you know, I don't know. I think we've probably spent too much time on it already. Did y'all see the story about the armed man who went to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles and held them up and told them to give them all of their chicken and waffles after he was denied service for not wearing a mask?
Anyway, I saw it, but I didn't.
I did not see this.
Yeah. He apparently this happened in Pasadena, California.
Is that the one we went to when we went to LA? No.
Nah. But the employees that like refused to serve him because he was, you know, wasn't wearing a mask. And then he left, came back with a gun and demanded all the chicken and waffles they could give him.
Did he have a mask on when he came back, though?
That's probably how they were able to identify his ass so easy.
Like, yeah, I feel like if you're going to come back and do that, you might want to cover your face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, but he would have been real, a petty person would have did that. Like, thought to do the mask part, because if he got angered so much the first time, he wasn't thinking about being petty with the mask again. Well, maybe he did, and just so he can blend in at first.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rationalize stupid people.
But wait, they said he didn't take any cash, but he actually took some chicken before he walked out the door, and he took syrup for his chicken.
You need the...
Hey, man, you need that.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at that. I ain't come here to rob nobody. I came here to eat. You niggas is acting real weird about feeding me. Y'all gonna feed this motherfucking pistol. That's what gonna feed, goddammit.
I mean, if you go front,
Roscoe's be fine.
And I mean, if you're gonna go
after it,
right? Exactly.
You gonna do it? You need all the necessities to enjoy it. If you gonna do it, so yeah, hell yeah, take the syrup.
Yeah, that's like going up in Waffle House, man. You know, like I could see that.
I ain't robbing Waffle House.
I'm not here to rob y'all. I came here to eat.
They might have guns behind that register. I'm good.
Nah, true that, Drew.
Hey, you can't front on Waffle House, man.
No, I'm not fronting on Waffle House. It's great food.
Just saying, I don't know about robbing it. Right. Like, everybody probably packing.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, did y'all? Okay, so, well, first, I want to talk about the KD thing. You saw that shit, right?
This has got something to do with COVID?
Yeah. So, Kevin Durant got pulled out of the game. So, originally, he was in close contact with someone whose test was inconclusive. And so they said he couldn't play in the game. And then they decided that he could. So he came to the game late. But then the person again tested, this time positive, and they pulled him out in the middle of the game.
Wow. Hey, man. That's what they got to do, man. You know,
they
got to
keep this man now.
They got to keep the league running.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, they talking about having an all-star game in Atlanta again.
I was just about to say that, and like LeBron and them is like, nah, like, well, you know what I'm saying? It's stupid.
Well, they're saying it's stupid, but they was like, but I'm gonna still do it.
No, because they're really trying to get it turned down. Because first of all, like, I could see where LeBron was talking about, because him and the Lakers, just think about it, they offseason was literally a month and maybe 2 months and 2.5 months.
Yeah.
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 So he tired. Now,
yeah.
And
Can I say something about LeBron being tired?
Uh-oh.
And it's not against LeBron. This is any NBA player.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how tired you are. Do you know how much money you make, my nigga? Like, I don't care how tired you are. I don't get you want to sit out. Stop being a pussy. You know how much money you make?
My nigga. But when he said that, then I thought about it. I was like, y'all literally almost had 3-4 months off. Actually, longer than that.
Niggas need to play year round for the money they make, bro.
But are they trying to like make a big production out of it? Like a full out, like they're not doing the dunk contest.
No, they're gonna do all that shit.
No, they said skills challenge. I don't know if it's gonna be the dunk contest or nothing like that.
Nobody wants to see the skills challenge.
But here's the thing. This is another thing.
They're definitely having additional activities.
But here's another thing. It's Atlanta. They already don't care about COVID as it is.
Exactly.
Right. So now you're about to give these fools another reason to party.
Facts. Yeah. Then, Atlanta's definitely going to be out.
And every dot in the Western Hemisphere is about to be down there.
they already got the flyers. Right. They probably got the
MLK flyers popped up right there.
Yo, Pete, party on Pete Street.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, that's just going to be an epicenter.
Yeah. But, it's you know, COVID's still here, people. Nick Cannon just got COVID too. I don't know if y'all saw that.
Yeah, he got COVID. I think was it Niecy Nasty doing the Masked Singer while he's out.
Yep.
Pick up and kill it and kill it and kill it.
Hey man,
see
that's
that.
My son.
First of all,
wait,
huh?
So speaking of that,
go ahead.
Speaking of that, like, all right, so y'all know they've come to grips or to peace or whatever, they bring in Wild and Out back, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So, how do y'all feel about that?
Well, he's hosting again, right?
Yes, he'll be a part of it.
Yeah. I mean,
they got to break up the ridiculousness monotony.
Yeah. I mean, I like Wilding Out. You know, I think it's good for the culture. I mean, like you asking, like, what do we think about how the negotiations went?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, are y'all excited for Wilding Out coming back?
I'm happy.
Are you over it?
Yeah,
I'm happy for it to be back. I'm not tripping.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely like it. I do too. I think, you know, I was on a Clubhouse earlier where we were just talking about, you know, like how so much is available to, like, you know, the young generation now. I mean, to everybody, but more so I'm focusing on the young generation, how everything's available to them via social media or YouTube or whatever, where back in the day, you know, we had shows and stuff that we kind of look forward to, like, you know, like a Soul Train or 106 in Park or Teen Summit, you know, things that was like geared towards the youth or whatever. And I feel like Wildin' Out is kind of one of them shows.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's more geared towards a younger audience, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a good mix of music, variety, improv, you know, that younger kids. I mean, everybody can enjoy it, but I feel like it's more for like a slightly younger generation.
For the record, it was also only 27 minutes into the podcast before Clubhouse was mentioned. Y'all keep going.
I thought I heard you exhale when Dave said Clubhouse.
I did. I might have a little bit. Yeah. I looked up at the time to see where we were because I'm doing a couple things. I check on Clubhouse and I'm checking on something else, but I'll let you know when we hit it because it's going to come up again. I promise you. We talk about it every week.
Well, Android boy, if you came over to the right side, like you know, I think you would enjoy it. I know there's things in Clubhouse you would enjoy.
Oh yeah.
No, I know it. No. I know he would. There are a couple things. Like, I know when I'm listening to fucking Just Blaze and Lord Finesse tell us crazy stories behind some of my favorite fucking records, I know that nigga would dig that shit.
Man, you know what's crazy?
I would.
Only 8% of our listeners use Android. Just so you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's probably him.
And my wife. I'm definitely in the 8%.
Yeah,
he probably plays it a couple times a week, and that's the 8%. Watch.
Yep, I didn't. Yep, didn't even put that together.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, so
wait,
8% of our listeners are smart, and the rest of y'all are just y'all.
As a person, okay.
What are the other things that we always talk about?
No, when it comes up, I'll tell you. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
Because if I bring it up, I'm gonna have to call out the time what I brought it up. It's not gonna happen. I'm gonna let this go the way it's gonna go, and I'll let you know when it comes.
He sounded real Doctor Strange like right now. If I tell you, it won't happen.
This is like a game show now. Now I'm hoping to guess the key word and shit.
Yeah, that's right, Drew. If I say it won't happen. So I can't say it.
Yeah,
and the whole point is for me to be to clock the time when it's first brought up. So for me to say it would be clocking the time right now.
You're literally like clocking the time, and
yeah, I'm looking at the damn thing on. It's telling me how long we've been recording.
All right.
Yeah.
I hope we get to it. I don't
know. Oh, we will. And if we don't, I'll let you know. But it'll come.
All right. You were saying, Dave?
Oh man, I was gonna say, I saw this story where speaking of like COVID, I saw what Jadakiss is gonna be like the new voice of the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority.
Yeah, I saw that.
So like you're gonna hear his voice.
Wait, what?
On the subway. Yeah, he's doing these public PSAs for COVID-19 public health, and he's gonna be like you're gonna hear his voice on like all the subway platforms and buses all over.
Oh, I thought
it was like the next stop.
94. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Might as well be.
That's what I thought too. Okay, so he's gonna be featured in digital ads and shit.
Yeah, like voiceovers, but I guess him and some other celebrities. But yeah, can you imagine that? Like, that'd be kind of dope, man. It's pretty like Jadakiss on like GPS or like Siri.
Dude,
I think that'd be dope.
when Samuel L. Jackson was the voice for Alexa for a while, I was like, that's great. Yeah.
No. That would.
Did he say? He didn't say motherfucker.
Yeah, he did.
That would disturb my peace. I don't need Samuel yelling at me if I ask him what year fucking Beatles I Want to Hold Your Hand came out. Like,
yo, wait a minute.
Why would you ask that question?
Bitch, because I might want to know what year the Beatles released I Want to Hold Your Hand. What do you mean? Why you don't Google
why
random
you need
shit?
To know what. First of all, I literally just Googled about a dick a minute ago. Yeah, I Googled random shit.
Okay, then, nigga.
Here's some bullshit I saw earlier. Is Carson Wentz coming
to
the Bears?
You better not. I swear to God,
I do.
I'm,
bro,
no.
They say a deal is close to being finalized.
They said
bro.
A deal, but they didn't say with the Bears. God, please.
No, with the Bears. They said.
Yeah, I saw a little something that said.
I definitely saw that. There was I definitely earlier, saw that chatter. Drew, you sound like earlier, you're in denial,
dude,
bro.
No.
Earlier, there was interest. Now they're saying a deal is being finalized. So
are we going from Mitch Trubisky to worse? What?
Bro, I just don't get it, dude. Like, really? I mean, yeah, maybe we didn't have a chance of getting the Deshaun Watson, but really?
I would trade the McCaskey for Deshaun Watson. The whole family.
I saw a meme today, and I hope I don't get it wrong. I think the meme said the Bears getting Mitch Trubisky while Deshaun Watson. No, I'm gonna fuck it up. Anyway,
yeah, don't fuck it up.
Go on. Yeah, I'm fucking it up. I don't remember. I tried,
but man, help me understand, dude.
No, I'm not. I rebuke this whole thing. I rebuke it in the name.
Okay, but wait.
Of Walter Payton.
Good Lord. Wait, but B, you said Wentz is definitely not worse than Trubisky. So you think it's a upgrade? Like, you think it's a big upgrade, a medium upgrade? What do you think?
I don't think he's worse than Trubisky. He's not great, but Trubisky's not good. You know what I'm saying? if you gave me those two options, I'm gonna pick Wentz.
Is he better than Nick Foles?
No, that's why Nick Foles won a Super Bowl. Instead of him.
He's injured, right?
Nick Foles, right? Well, Nick Foles is great as a backup. But he should never start.
Yeah.
He should never be your number one option. Wentz, I still got some hope for Wentz. I think he'll be okay. I think he just had some couple down seasons.
I'm sorry. How old is he? I don't know how old he is. Is he?
He's still in it. I think he's maybe 25, 24, 25.
Yeah, 25, 26.
Oh, he's super young. Okay.
He's young. He was literally still. But he just got his contract renewed, right? So he's on the second contract.
Right.
I think he's an upgrade from what we had. I'll say that. Now, that being said, is he the best option out there as far as overall quarterbacks? Absolutely not. But is he an upgrade from what we had? Yes, he is.
Any quarterback from a movie to me that came out that we all remember is better than Carson Wentz.
Somebody said trading for Carson Wentz when Deshaun Watson is available is a little like trading up to draft Mitchell Trubisky when Deshaun Watson is available.
Fact. Nigga, that's what I was just trying to tell y'all.
Fact. That's true. And that makes so much sense because I mean, Carson Wentz is he's okay.
Yeah.
But Deshaun Watson is Deshaun Watson. So why wouldn't you try to make that trade?
I would sign Keanu Reeves. Before I signed Carson Wentz. True.
You really hate Carson Wentz, huh? Clearly. Yo, so I would think, like, Wentz was fucking slashed the last black guy. Like, do the Bears got a problem with a black quarterback?
I was going to go there. Thank you for saying it. Yes. I was going to go there.
Yeah.
Vince. So wait, no, it's Cordell Stewart.
It's the elephant Jason in the Campbell. Cordell Henry Burry.
Who's the last one?
Cordell Stewart.
It was. It might have been.
No, I think Jason Campbell was at the.
Oh, okay.
The last one.
Like, how many years? I can't remember the last time I seen it. Has it been like 20 years? Has it been like 20 seasons?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I don't get it. I just don't understand.
And neither does Ryan Pace, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't think it's him, man.
No, I don't think, you think it's Nagy.
I think it's coming from the McCaskies.
What? They don't. They just own. I don't think they.
They.
You think they make?
Yeah, they own the team, so they can tell you what to do with. Okay. You don't. What you think an owner does, bro?
Yeah.
You don't think an owner can tell you, I don't want this person on my team?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. When I think about it, I always think of fucking Pace and Nagy.
Okay. But think about it. We talking about the history of the Bears with black quarterbacks. Pace and Nagy only been here for what, 4 or 5 years?
Right. 3.
You talking about the history. Who's been here the whole time? The McCaskies or Pace and Nagy?
Yeah, yeah.
What's the common factor here? It's the fucking McCaskies.
I just feel like them niggas are like 87 or something.
The
I don't think
that's
they
the
pay
whole
attention.
Point. The mama is.
I just feel like they turned the shit over.
Think about the age. Think about how people in that age group thought about black people.
Yeah,
but wait,
I'm not. I'm just kind of pushing. I'm not saying.
Okay,
I'm
but
not,
wait. I'm just. But there are plenty of black players on the Bears. But you're saying that like they.
But
you,
they
I,
don't,
obviously the quarterback is the lead of the
is
team.
Is the most important position on my team.
Exactly.
And it's been.
You think
the black
a,
quarterback stigma has been in the NBA, in the NFL forever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they've been in the NFL forever. It's no coincidence here.
Mm. Okay. Yes, but. Like, shit, time has proven that stigma is meritless because there's been plenty of great black quarterbacks in the last 20 years. I know. But I'm just saying, my point, I don't know if I have one. I'm trying to put, I guess I just didn't think of the McCaskies. I just feel like, you know, they own the team, but I don't feel like they were cared or had much day-to-day input. And they left that shit to the GM or whatever. But you're saying they're up there 87, 90 years old and they're still like no niggas quarterbacking. It's an unspoken rule, but you definitely think it's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's spoken between in the family.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't think because it's not, you know, Virginia's still there and Mike McCaskey ain't 87 years old, but he's like her son. He came up under her values, and if she feel like she don't want a black quarterback running her team, that's how he's going to treat it. So when he talks to his GM that he hires, maybe that's a conversation that we don't get privy to. You know what I mean? But there's a reason behind it. you know what I mean? There's a reason there. And again, I'm not accusing that family of anything. I don't know them, but I'm just kind of putting two and two together here. You know what I mean? Let me just pat my head with some Gorilla Glue and see what sticks.
Okay, but wait, hold on. I want to play devil's advocate here.
Why?
So you think? Wait. So you think they like they allowed a fucking black, but they didn't allow a black quarterback?
They allowed Lovie
to be head coach. So they allowed a black head coach to run the team as the head coach, but you're saying still no black quarterback. Like, I don't see...
TJ, let me ask you this. When you think of the Kansas City Chiefs, do you think of the quarterback or the head coach? What's the first person you think about?
You're the quarterback.
That's my point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Yeah.
The quarterback is the most prominent position
I'm aware
in
of that.
Football,
when
bro.
You think of
the face of the face
when you
of
think
the
of the New England Patriots... Did you think of Brady or Belichick?
Major point, Andrew. Okay, I get it. It makes sense. It makes sense. No, I'm not telling you you're wrong. Just
you really been on some I'm a play devil's advocate all day type shit.
I've been reading a lot. I'm in a questioning phase of life. You know, I'll ask all the questions. Don't be afraid. Because I at no point said y'all were wrong. I don't think about anything. I just present it. You know, possible alternate reasonings or whatever. I don't know.
This nigga think we on point counterpoint.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, is one of y'all out in the rain?
Oh, cooking chicken?
What?
I hear like somebody, like, water.
Yeah, my bad. I was rinsing off this knife because I'm about to make some pizza. I need to buy a pizza cutter.
Okay, yeah. I don't want to go any further.
Let's keep that one going.
Pizza cutter is a no-go, but y'all want to talk about a nigga with a dick on his hand for 30 minutes, but okay. Sorry for offending y'all.
First of all, I didn't talk about that.
Listen.
And on top of all that, you're wrong because it was on his arm. So how about that?
See? TGF just stabbing pizzas. That's a damn shame.
I said I need to buy a pizza cutter. Yeah. I know, you know, I'm not ignorant to it. I just
any of our listeners, please send TJ a pizza cutter.
My bachelor ass is over here, yes. Yeah, yeah. I need a pizza cutter.
Nah, if I'm being fair, I got a pizza cutter.
Yeah, but I'll live with other people. Too. My bachelor ass over here. I just noticed I think I only got 3 spoons. And I don't know how I got to that number. So like, yeah.
Did you rent them? Did you rent the rest of them?
I could have. But my point is, yes, I've been fucking cutting my pizza with a knife because it's just me. And so, you know, I ain't got around to buying a pizza cutter. I just make do with the knife.
How many plates do you have?
I got a nice assortment of plates, so I don't have just like, you know, 2 plates and then I buy paper plates and nothing. No, I got a nice collection of plates.
You know the funny thing about that? I have a bunch of plates and I still buy paper plates.
I do too. I'm
like that with
B. Do you have a dishwasher?
Cups. I got hella glasses, but I got
it's just me.
What the fuck are you talking about? I got a 13-year-old. Yes, I got
but
a
my point is, it's just me. So
child labor.
You know, I just when I go through all the dishes, put the dishes in the dishwasher. Like I'm not as concerned about like buying paper plates and not dirtying up plates right now because. Just me.
Yo, you know what I want to get into? Because I've been wanting to hear TJ's perspective on this since, you know, he's been playing, you know, devil's advocate.
Like
your boy Van Jones.
Ah.
What? Oh.
Van Jones.
Okay, but I ain't no devil's advocate. It's fuck Van Jones. It's always been fuck Van Jones.
And you know what? I was like you on the rest of these subjects, you know, like, man, maybe he doing this. Truly, after I read everything and saw everything on Twitter, yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with TJ on that one. Fuck Van Jones.
Did you see the video Amanda Seals put together? Talking about that nigga's full of shit.
I didn't see it. It's hilarious. I'm gonna seek it out.
I didn't see it. I'm about
if you haven't, go to her page. She did. She put together this little compilation of all his flip flopping. And in between the videos, she like dancing and saying, "This nigga ain't shit." It was hilarious.
First of all, when you get the host from the black host from The View, that pretty much light you up. Not Whoopi. I can't remember the same lady's name.
Sunny. It was
she
Sunny.
Put him on blast. Yeah. Like, come on, dude. You know the black people don't rock.
I mean, but right that now, shit right? has just been, you know, it's literally been like that. At least for me, it's been like that. Shit, I think since after Trump's first State of the Union is when I first smelled rat on this nigga. And he's been flip-flopping shit as long, at least for the last 5 years, I would say. She was right to call his ass, because that's what we all been saying. She was right. Black people don't trust his ass. So she was. I love her for doing it, because, you know, I feel like I wanted to hear him confronted on this, so no, he definitely had that shit coming.
Don't trust them niggas over there.
Amanda was like, "Y'all just trust him because he got glasses."
Yo,
you can't trust niggas with glasses.
Yo,
what's going on with all the carjackings right now, man? Yeah, like Chicago,
New Jersey Drive.
Chicago's turned into New Jersey Drive. There's been, damn near 300. We just in February now. Like, it's insane.
So when I first heard about all these carjackings, it was pretty much, it was getting all the Chargers, Challengers, you know, the Jeeps with the Hellcat engine in it because it can outrun the cops.
Yeah.
But now I'm seeing y'all up there jacking, like, Nissan Maximas and stuff like that.
Old-ass Hyundais and shit. Yeah.
It's shit the hood is doing. Like it's a trendy shit thing right now. You know?
So they're going to start snatching up starter jackets.
Shit, maybe.
What a big thing is, like, you know, obviously we're still in a pandemic.
Niggas broke.
You know, people are broke. Cats are taking advantage of the facts that we all have to wear masks now. And there's, you know, some of it's, you know, like people are like, you know, well, are they selling the cars? What's going on? Some of it's strictly on some like joyride shit. Some of it's on some selling the shit. Some of it's on niggas is just robbing people and then using the cars, you know, to commit other crimes. And it's just an overall issue, man. That's like, you know, targeting everybody. You know, there's nobody's off limits. You know, they, you know, targeting women, men, you know, fathers and sons that are in cars.
I think they even fucking did a snow truck. They tried to.
They tried to get a snowplow.
Yeah.
This shit is a gang to a lot of these. And these are like young kids. I think I saw one little boy was like 14 or some shit. This shit is a game to them right now. They got a second, you know, obviously guns are fucking everywhere. They got a gun. They can, this shit is just a trendy ass game to them right now. And, you know, if they can make some money, if they figure out, at this point, I don't even think a lot of them are thinking about making money with, you know, getting a car stripped or whatever, whatever. Like, this shit is just a fucking trendy game to them right now.
I strongly advocate concealed carry.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
For situations such as this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I have mine. I pray to God I never have to use it, but it's like, you know, it's one of those things too, where you just gotta like, you gotta keep your head on a swivel because, you know, you got to have your shit basically sitting in your seat, cocked and ready, because they're rolling up on you 3 and 4 deep. And, you know, I know a couple people who have, you know, been chased, and, you know, they tried to, you know, block them in and, you know, hop out on them. You know, some of them were, you know, fortunate to get away. But it's like, yeah, it's like if they get the drop on you before you can even, you know, reach for your shit, you know, it's like, okay, am I going to go out in a blaze or am I just going to give, you know, give my shit up?
And like Kane, like, Cousin Harold.
Right, exactly. But yeah. So it's like, man, you got to, it's just crazy, man.
Harold was crazy too, by the way.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, all this is crazy. All this is crazy, man. It's just like, this is the weirdest time in a, you know, just, it's mind-boggling, bro.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's, it goes back to like the conversation we were having about when, you know, when all the looting was going on. It's, you know, obviously kids aren't in school right now, right? And, you know, a lot of them even aren't even attending virtual learning. So it was already an issue when, you know, at least when schools was open, they had somewhere to go. You know what I'm saying? And I think if schools were open now, it would cut down on some of it. Yeah, you still would be having, you know, a lot of it going on, but they're doing it at all times of day, you know, early in the morning. So it's like, if they had an actual place to go to and had some, you know,
structure,
you know, something constructed to do during the day, it would definitely cut down on the frequency of it. You know, it wouldn't go away. But I think it's just the time that we're in, you know, because of the pandemic. It's like, you know, shit, what a better time.
And it goes back to what BA was saying earlier. This is what happens when you get a second generation of crack babies.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's the other thing, too. A lot of the parents, you got some that just don't care and absolutely don't know what their kids are doing. But then you have the other ones who are totally condoning it and encouraging, you know, the activity. So it's a no-win situation, man. And it's just going to be a cycle that, you know, is bound to get worse before it gets better.
Between carjackings and then all these people coming up with this unemployment fraud, man, it's crazy.
People are just like hurting. And so they're taking, you know, you got some that are just taking advantage of what's going on and just like, you know, fuck trying to find, you know, the legal way to do something. I'm a, you know.
Nah, bro, scammers gonna scam. That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, if more than anything, it's like you always got to, you know, keep your guard up and stay on your shit. But especially now, because like you said, people are hurting, people are trying to get by, and that shit is more prevalent right now because niggas got times on their hand. So more than, you know, as much as you would normally keep your guard up and stay aware, like you got to heighten, you got to, you know, heighten that shit.
So, Tej, you know, if I ever have to come pick you up when I say I'm down the street, and I'm gonna be there in 5 minutes. Have your ass downstairs. So I'm not about to be sitting in my car.
That's very important.
Y'all can really single my block exactly. out, but you know, it's exactly. Cool.
And then if we drop you off, you might have to just tuck and roll, bro.
Word. I live right in front of a speed bump.
I will.
Hey man,
listen.
Wear a helmet.
I'll definitely circle. I will circle the block several times on you if you ain't downstairs now. Ain't no more waiting in the car.
North side suburban ass niggas not gonna talk about South Shore and the South Side like that.
Nigga, I grew up on the South Side. I'm good.
Okay.
Nigga, I'm from Harvey.
There you go. And I'm from Roseland, so it's like
enough said.
And P.J., I'm from everywhere you're from, nigga, so.
Yeah, but yo. What
the fuck are you talking about?
You've been south of, you've been south on 94 for a minute now, my nigga. Like,
okay, all right.
Fuck y'all, it's good in the hood, whatever.
No, it ain't, because I think the last time me and B.A. really hung down the hood, we got a gun pulled out on us.
It's because y'all niggas, I don't know what the fuck y'all was doing.
We was chilling, top down boy.
And
what, y'all got,
no, we got
y'all
a gun pulled out. No, he didn't shoot. What happened was
nothing.
We walked out of the house. We were standing around talking. A nigga drove down the street. We was in South Shore, by the way. He drove down the block. He stopped right in front of us. He walked out. He got out the car, pistol in hand, walked up to me. Thank God he looked. He said, "You look like somebody who's not supposed to be around here right now." Meaning that he had a beef with a nigga who looked like me. But the fact that he stopped to check before he started shooting was the best part. And so he was like,
"Wow."
Me and Drew was like, "Okay, well, we out here. No point in lingering."
How long did this happen?
This was years ago.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, which hood was this?
We were in South Shore.
This was some years ago. South Shore. Wow. It's on the come up. This is what I'm saying. That shit was what?
Yeah.
That was like five, seven years ago?
But yeah, I think that was one of them moments. Like, thank God he took the moment, took the time to look, because new niggas ain't going to take the time to look. It's going down.
Wait, speaking of that, man, let's talk about some white-on-white crime.
Just like crime, regular-ass crime.
I know
that's the best kind. Nope, it's white-on-white crime. They label laws, we labeling this. White-on-white crime.
I know y'all
European crime.
I know y'all saw the horrible video.
Stop calling it horrible. Don't do that.
See, of the that couple in Pennsylvania
who couldn't mind their own.
So wait, can I just say, Drew getting murdered? Drew, one of y'all in the group. Yeah, okay.
He did.
I did.
That was me. You should have. It's amazing. It's an amazing video.
Man, it's very disturbing.
I wasn't disturbed. You know.
So this couple in Pennsylvania, husband and wife. And you'll see from if you see the video from the very beginning, it appears that they were arguing with this guy, but they were kind of being the aggressors and being very verbally abusive.
Don't let your mouth. Go ahead. Wait. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Drew.
Go ahead.
Get that out.
Go ahead. Do it again.
What happened was it was shoveling snow and throwing it onto his property.
Yeah.
He asked them to stop. And that's when the video starts. When they were aggressive to him. And they literally were like, the husband was like, "I'll make your life a living hell. Like, I put my snow where I want to put my snow." Apparently, they had been a long-standing thing with these two neighbors. There was conflict there. And then the wife jumped in, and then she decided to put her two cents in. And the rest is history.
Okay, literally. but wait. I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
Now we're no third.
couple. It could have been a third gun.
Well, what?
There was a third victim. The guy, the shooter, killed himself.
Oh, so only three people died.
Yeah, the shooter killed himself. But
Yeah.
There was some other neighbors that had came to. Well, they came to the aid after the people had.
And then they saw the dude come out, and he was like, "You know what? This ain't our fight."
Yeah.
They was like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to go, man? Nope. Stop. See, if you didn't see it, like, so they have an argument. The one guy is he told the neighbor, "I'm gonna make your life a living hell." The neighbor is like, he's you know, oh yeah, whatever. They going back and forth. The wife jumps in, and then the husband starts calling the guy a pussy, and you know he's going hard and all this. So, 2 seconds later, what you hear is about 6 gunshots, and then the 7th one you hear, he shot me. So he shoots the husband, and then he puts a couple in the wife. She falls where she at. The husband runs. Right. I have a problem with that. Too. He ran instead of protecting his wife. I have an issue with that. So do put a couple in the wife, like I said, and then he left. He went in the house. He went to the car, got the other gun. Literally. So when he
looked like a Tommy
he went in the house, and when he went in the house, the neighbors came over to try to help and see what was going on. And the husband is off camera. He's screaming, "Call 911!" Blah blah blah, and then. The wife is still kind of moving around in the alley or wherever they were. And then they see dude coming back. He went in the house and literally got the other gun. This was like a fucking shotgun or whatever it was.
Right.
This was the, I'm going to finish off the job piece. You know what I'm saying? Because he came in, he went to the wife. He was like, you should have kept your fucking mouth closed. Damn. He shot her 2 more times in the face. And then he went to where the husband was off camera and you heard 2 more shots ring out. Yeah, well, I don't think he was in the house.
Nah, he was on the ground because you could see like his body or something moving when the first round of shots.
So he let the 2 other shots off on the husband, and then the guy calmly walked back into his own property. Now, apparently, after that, he killed himself. So but
when he came back with the gun, all when the police showed up, he didn't bother with them.
Yeah, no, he wasn't coming for them. Yeah. He wasn't coming for them. They did when they saw him walking, but he wasn't coming for them at all. His issue was with them 2 people specifically.
Yeah, because I think I heard one of the neighbors say, "Go get my gun."
No, he said, "Get my phone."
At that time, I'll get my phone. Okay, got you. But yeah, it was a horrific, you know, to watch. But you know, it was just like
I was talking about it like it was the last episode.
I was sick. I was just amazed at how blatant this white on white crime has become in this country. These people are animals. Man. They have to be tamed.
it was crazy, man. Cause it's like you know, it just goes to show that every argument's not worth it. You know, you don't know sometimes who you getting into it with
and what they've been through that day.
That
dude's cable could have got turned off and that pissed him off.
Man, right, exactly. They definitely took him over the edge by, you know, pushing the right buttons. And you know he was like, okay, you know what? Fuck all this. Fuck y'all. Fuck this world.
I thought about. Like when the guy was arguing at first, him and the other guy, it was like pretty much guy talk, you know what I'm saying? But then when the wife got into it, it amped her husband up even more. And he got a little bit more bold.
She put a battery in his back, but then dude put a couple other things in his back. So it all worked out.
Being brutal.
But you know what though? I totally missed that, by the way. I'm just not catching that. Jesus. No, but dude, that is a perfect case study of like these people who do these mass shootings, because you know, like he probably, if that interaction hadn't happened, he might have just went about his day, and then the next day would have been, you know, regular type dude or whatever. But it's those type of situations where that one thing will trigger somebody literally, and then they come back.
He said, "Trigger
and air out." You know, a whole clear out a whole building. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was a perfect case study for that, because you know that situation that could have just, you know, been diffused immediately. You know, unfortunately, like, you know, three people lost their life.
We don't need this kind of thing in our country. Take that back to the Caucasus Mountains. We don't need this kind of violence in our America. This is my America, okay?
On the series 33 and the third.
It sounds like, you know, I hate to say they had it coming, but it sounds like they had it coming, because it sounds like he was at his breaking point with them, and whatever the next incident was, that was going what was going to happen. So,
hey, what's the dot X say? Why did I have to do it? He asked for it. Like, is that basically, like, they asked for that, bro?
Yeah. Well, definitely telling somebody you're gonna make their life a living hell is not a good way to be neighborly.
But like, I feel like you talked to him like that all the time. Anytime they had any.
Yeah, I don't think this wasn't just the one isolated situation. This had been going. This was the culmination of a series of events, and he was just like, "I'm done. Okay, how about this? We all going out. Matter of fact, I'm gonna murk y'all, then I'm killing myself so I can come find y'all and whoop y'all ass again. That's what I'm gonna go do. That's the whole premise here. Like, it was a lot that happened to get to that point.
Especially
with me, I would have put Nas got yourself a gun. In the video.
I've been in situations. I remember, and this is going back to high school. I remember this vice lord who went to school with us was kind of threatening, you know, one of my homeboys.
Why did you specify he was a vice lord? I guess he's always to the story. Go ahead.
He was a vice lord. I'm sorry. Yeah, but nah, like, so he, you know, he was threatening one of my guys when we was like leaving a football game, and I don't know why he had an issue with him or whatever, but it was like, you know, I think it was like four of us and like two of them or whatever, and so, you know, my guy wasn't saying nothing, but then I was like, I started walking up on dude like, yo man, you know, what's good or whatever, and so he was like, what the fuck you gonna do? What the fuck you gonna do? And so I had to stop, because it's like, yeah, you go with the whole like, I ain't going out no punk type thing, but at the same time, I know this dude probably got the heat on him, and you know, I got my fist, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm bringing a sword to a gunfight, and I gotta be smarter than that, and sometimes you gotta know when to walk away, you know what I mean? So it was one of those situations where I was like, all right, you know, Dave, don't do it. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't worth it. Because sure enough, a similar situation happened where him and some of his dudes shot another one of my friends in the jaw. So, you know, it was like, looking back, it was like, okay, you know,
Making Ridge was, you know, wilder so, than Thornton. Jesus, Dave.
Nope, it wasn't.
Don't.
It wasn't.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
You don't want to cut these stories.
Yo, can we? Are we gonna? BA Drew, are we gonna come back to Dave running up on dude because his homeboy was too scared to? Like, could y'all ever picture Dave?
First of all,
I couldn't picture myself.
You know what I thought of, TJ, right?
That was the other thing. It was a moment of
clarity. You really lost it for a second, buddy.
What am I doing?
But TJ, you know what I thought of, right? Crystal Palace.
Oh, listen. Hey. I've heard Dave told me
I can think of a damn near a half dozen stories where Dave, when some shit happened, Dave got the fuck out of there. Like, so Crystal Palace is one. My favorite one is what is it? Is it one from college? I witnessed Crystal Palace up close and personal. I was there. But like, Dave has a few stories where he gets the fuck out of Dodge. And so to hear this story about how he lost it and his homeboy wasn't stepping up, so Dave
stepped up. Right. Like that just threw me off.
Like, really? Yeah. Like, they've had a whole Menace to Society moment. Like, wow. Like a whole Old Dog moment. Damn.
Yeah.
Until you realize it was
definitely a...
Wait a goddamn minute. I should be reading the Bible. Not here for this.
It was definitely one of them out-of-body experiences, man. Shout out to the Vice Lords, by the way.
Really? That's what we're doing?
Are you still scamping, Dave? Like,
you think he's still banking? Well, at 40?
I understand that moment, though, when you kind of feel like the person who's it happened to ain't as vexed as you. And you're like, nah, fuck that. Like, TJ, it happened to us. I don't know if you remember.
When you went and got my bike out the yard that they stole.
No. I wasn't going there. I wasn't going there. That wasn't your bike. It was your baseball glove. And that was a different thing. I'm talking about, we was at the House of Blues. I don't know if you remember. I forgot who was there to see. But you split off from the crew and you went upstairs. And I guess some dude, you had some kind of little confrontation with some dude.
Damn, I did at the House of Blues.
Yeah, man. You did. And he played it cool. He was the calm and no whatever. I don't know if you stepped on his foot or he stepped on your foot. Something happened.
Somebody stepped on my J.
But you came downstairs and you told me, and I'm like, oh hell no, let's go back. And you was like, nah, chill out. So we leave out. We go through the whole concert. I'm like, I ain't no point in me going. I don't even know who the nigga is, so I can't go upstairs without you. And if you ain't gonna go point him out, you know what I'm saying? Wait, then it is what it is.
Wait, so
you don't remember this? Hold on, wait. Let me finish. So we leave out, and then we're walking towards our car and across the other direction. Like we're headed north, and we cross the street. And on if you go like headed facing west, it's a confrontation in the street. And you go, that's the nigga that I was beefing with upstairs. And immediately I stopped, like, what? And I turn my, I'm going the other direction. I'm going west now because I'm about to go over here because we finna jump this nigga now. But TJ grabbed me, like, bring your ass back over here. Come on. Come, like, you ain't gonna let me have no fun? Like, not fair.
Yo, can I first start? So,
but I was like, I'm angrier than him because I'm just actually looking for a conversation at this point in life. And you weren't. Yeah. And so I was angrier than you about some shit that you had already squashed. So I was just like, you know, I get it, Dave. I get when you get that moment.
Well, I mean, obviously, forever between the two of us, I've always been the cool, calm, collected one. But hold on. I need to unpack some stuff. One, I literally have no recollection of this ever. And I'm not saying it didn't. I'm more amazed at my ability to forget like major shit because I can't even tell you the last time I think I've gotten in a fight. I don't know if I've ever gotten in a fight as an adult that I can remember. So to hear this story, I have no recollection of this. But
I don't know how extensive y'all altercation upstairs was, but it definitely was something that when you came back downstairs,
like
you
told did I tell you?
I'm like, I'm not. The
I know,
person
but
to tell
like,
this
did
to.
I tell you? Like, did I run from this nigga and come to you? Like, oh shit, I just got like, or did I come when I came down? I was like, nigga, I just got into this shit with this dude, but
it was that. It was that. It wasn't like you were scared or you felt threatened. Okay. It doesn't like. It was more like, man, you ain't gonna believe this bullshit that just happened upstairs. It was one of them. And I'm like, nigga, let's go see him. How about that? I don't know if y'all know, but that's been me.
Yeah.
All I know. The time. That's always been
me. I know that.
Yeah. Okay, so, wait.
Yeah. Let's go.
Who's playing on the show? Maybe that'll help me remember.
I can't remember. That's the thing. I can't remember who it was.
Stop.
Kilo?
If it was Skilo, sound like I only had one balcony pass, and the shit Dave who me through with Skilo, I should have had all fucking access to everybody.
I don't remember who was. That part
really
sticks my mouth.
No recollection of this, but.
The
moral of the story is every battle ain't yours. You know, obviously when it's, you know, I get it, especially when it's a brother, you definitely gonna wanna, you know, go to the defense as you should. But sometimes, you know, every battle ain't yours. You know what I mean? And you got to know when to pick those.
Got my back. Well, we all had each other's back one night. I remember when that dude was getting, he got called in the club by his girl, and we was laughing at him, and dude was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" We was like, "Excuse me."
No, oh, wait, that sounds familiar. Was I there?
Oh,
that
sounds familiar. Yeah. It was me, VA, our boy Brian, and our boy Daryl. And we was like, what?
Rest in peace my man. Daryl,
yeah. And dude had got busted in the club by his girl, like, in the club. And he was after, like, baby, please. And we was walking to the car. Of course, we laughing because it was funny.
And he hit y'all with the y'all niggas laughing a bit too hard, ain't
y'all? Y'all was walking through the car. I was trying to. I was having a conversation.
Yeah, you was having a conversation. I'm sorry.
I was in the middle of a conversation. So,
and dude said, "Out of the way, what the fuck y'all laughing at?" Exactly,
you nigga.
So it's four of us here. Mind you, me and BA, both of us over 6'4", and Brian, the white boy. And then Daryl, he was like, "Wait a minute!" And then for some reason, Brian went behind him. Daryl like went closer to the side, and that he literally stopped the convo VA was having, and he started walking towards dude. And it was like, "This dude going?" I think
he realized what was happening. He got out of there quick.
Yeah,
yeah.
Him and his girl.
So you know what that was? That was adrenaline and embarrassment, and he had that moment that y'all just talked about and having, and then apparently he realized and things.
No, he was still talking trash, but we had to think about it where we was at too. We was like, yeah. Okay, where we at? Let's like
y'all decided not to whip his ass. I thought he got surrounded by y'all and copped a plea.
I think his girl pretty much begged for his forgiveness.
I kind of feel like my experience was like when Martin challenged Tommy Hearns and he realized
that was going to be your experience. Oh no, that was your experience.
Like I said, it was kind of like an out of body experience. Like, did I just do that?
Now it reminds me blackout moments, bro. I'll be like, what? Say less. Let's go. Like, I don't even think. I don't even think. I just react. It's been plenty of times my brother had TJ be like, "Listen, bring your silly ass on here before we all get fucked up."
Like, but I know as kids, y'all used to probably get in hella fights with other cats.
I'm talking about themselves.
We probably fought each other more than we had to fight other people.
Yeah, we didn't really have to do a lot of fighting. We didn't fight. We had to fight to protect like our little cousins. I don't know if you remember. You remember those days, CJ? We had to go like we got a call one time. Like somebody, it was this one when Pee Wee and it was living on Damon. I think
everybody got a cousin named Pee Wee, don't front.
Facts, but we got a call like somebody was messing with them, and so we went. You know, we went over there. It was me, you, and Jesse. We had to do it with. The shit that we had to fight, we had to do a lot of fighting, but we
got into a fight. I don't remember this. Yeah. I don't remember anything. The fuck.
Gee. TJ has very.
You remember this? It was some issues that we had to straighten out, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, if there's not a female,
you probably go with female. TJ, whatever.
Sorry.
How are you mad at the word female?
Because it sounded like he'd be using them interchangeably, and they're not interchangeable.
What's not interchangeable? Female and what?
Woman.
Biopic.
BA, is that it? Is that one of the things? Is it biopic versus biopic?
No, listen. I will give it up to y'all. I was watching my man Dean Richards on WGN.
And so the white said man said it, and you trust
it? This nigga to say it?
The white man tell you, and now you trust it, my nigga?
Hey, man, you know, it's Dean Richards, bro.
Jesus Christ.
They're like...
You said that shit a long time ago.
Yeah, like, I feel like it's been years, but the white man tell you now. Okay, Dave. When the revolution, Dave, I hope we don't have to do you in when the revolution starts, man.
Hey, speaking of which, man, if you haven't yet, make sure you watch Judas and the Black Messiah. I saw it a couple weeks ago.
Is it on HBO Max?
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I need a sign in, y'all. Yeah, dang it.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta let me figure mine out, Drew, and I'll get it to you. I definitely have it. Okay. So let me figure it out. I'll get it to you.
Man, like, look, you talk about it,
Drew. You did the Judas and the Black Messiah. Let's get to the real stuff we need to talk about. You know what I'm about to talk about. Let's get into it.
WandaVision?
Exactly.
That's a little late in the show, gentlemen.
Of course. Of course. Hey.
No, it's never quick.
We'll make it quick, man. Look. yeah, man. The MCU universe is finally expanding.
Yeah. Yes.
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 Yeah. 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 This was definitely the best episode yet. And man, I feel like I wish they was longer, but at the same time, I'm cool with that because it definitely makes you want more every week. But yeah, this was definitely the craziest.
Y'all realize we only got four more episodes. One more, man.
A word.
Wow. I changed my stance though. Wow. I think TK, you should just jump in and watch it.
I'm Why not? Not gonna be too out of the know to appreciate it.
No, I think you still will, but
yeah, I think you'll still be like uninformed, but watch it anyway.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, real quick. I know this has nothing to do with WandaVision, but did y'all see them making an Uno movie with Lil Yachty?
Uno movie.
Did you say Menudo or Uno?
We said Uno, the game.
Uno.
Why is that even on your radar, Dave? Movie
based on the card game Uno.
No,
starring Lil Yachty, because it's as insane as putting a fucking $24 million diamond in your forehead or spraying yourself with Gorilla Glue. That's why.
No, I'm not. I'm about to ruin the game.
Do you know the last thing I remember about Lil Yachty?
What?
How high two? How much this nigga is not on my radar. I don't even. Somehow I managed to search the internet and not see anything about. I have no idea what this nigga is doing.
Please tell me you didn't watch that.
I've watched pieces of it when it comes on VH1. I've never sat from beginning to end, and I only watch pieces of movies like that if I don't give a fuck about them.
Okay. You've seen more of it than me because I ain't never ever. Ever, ever took the time out to watch anything related to How High 2.
And I refuse to call it How High 2 because you ain't got meth and red in it. That's not really, it's just like there was when they called it Belly 2 and it really wasn't nothing.
Or
about Belly. It wasn't
or related. House Party 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there?
There was a 5 too. Man. Yeah. There was a 5 with Rolanda Watts was in it and. The older brother from...
Okay, listen, on the episode Everybody Hates Chris. Kid was on, it might have been another episode, but somebody made a joke about we watched all 6 house parties, and like, I always thought that they took that too far, the joke, because it was only, shit, as far as I knew, like 3 at the time, but now there are literally 5 others.
Yeah, yeah.
So what do we think? Weren't they like producing them at the end though? The last ones they weren't in. They were
actually I think the last one that I just mentioned.
They were in.
I think they.
You know what's funny?
Did have I, some? No, they had.
I saw
had
this.
Some hand in producing it or something.
I saw the movie.
I saw it.
Is it called House Party 5?
Because 4. Yeah. Wait, because 4 is the one that had Immature in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was one after that. Dave's right. I remember this.
No, you do. You know what? They were in it. They was at the end. They were
at the very end.
They were at the end.
What the fuck?
They were like big producers.
Right. The guy was trying to. He was trying to impress a music producer, and that producer turned out to be like Play. I think it was.
It's called House Party Tonight's the Night.
Yeah.
How long ago? I'm sorry. You know what, Dave? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I kind of spaced out when you were talking about it. Who's in it?
Taquan Richmond, who was the older brother.
Well, Chris was older than Drew, but Drew was just bigger. But go ahead. Okay, so Taquan.
Oh, that's right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. And then Rolanda Watts was in it, and I don't know who else, but yeah. And now I see a picture. Yeah, what y'all was talking about. Getting play was
how long ago did this movie come
out? I had no idea.
I wonder, is it streaming anywhere? Can I just watch it on YouTube? It sounds like a movie I can find on YouTube.
I don't know. Google it.
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised if
you
can.
And I remember where I watched
tonight,
it.
House Party.
I was in Ghana.
It sounds like a movie, right?
Oh, wow.
I watched it in Ghana. It was like the only thing that was on that I could probably just, it was soccer and something else. I was like, I'll watch this.
Yeah, I watched it at like 3 a.m. one day. It was just on TV.
You saw it on cable, B?
Yeah.
Kid and Play, they're actually on the poster.
Wow.
I didn't even notice that.
House Party. Wow. That happened.
Yeah. Ain't going to hurt nobody.
Yeah, I don't think we need no more reboots or sequels.
If they ever did a reboot of that movie.
Yeah.
They just need to do another one and kind of like Kid and Play, and we don't need no crazy, reason to throw a house party. They just throw an old-fashioned house party and let the hilariousness ensue. They don't need to...
I was really thinking, if we're talking about reboots, I was thinking they actually could redo Do the Right Thing. I thought about the plot, too, because I was watching it earlier. So I was thinking, like, that whole plot of that movie literally happened this past summer. So think about the sequel. Yeah. Let's say Mookie goes back to Brooklyn, I don't know, 30 years later for the first time because he left after that, and then he's taking his son back to see the old neighborhood, and then something happens, and, you know, you build off that. But and then most of the people are still alive. Radio Raheem died in real life and in the movie, so we don't got to worry about that. Cancels that out. But you got enough people who are still alive to kind of bring back some of that cast.
Wait, okay, so
I don't know, I'm a tweet Spike and make sure it happens.
Wait, Radio Raheem,
Danny Aiello,
Ruby and Robin
Harris.
Ruby and Ozzy gone, but they were all.
All
the people that we just mentioned, besides Radio Raheem, were all older in the movie, so it makes sense that they may pass by now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Radio Raheem got killed in the movie, so it makes sense that he's not in the.
Yeah.
You can make a sequel of that movie. You know what I mean? And with the remaining cast members.
Yeah. Well, that's I know. That is definitely like an important element, because I was watching an interview recently with Pierre and what's my man who played
Big Slink Johnson?
Slink. It was talking about the latest Coming to America trailer that just came out. And
that's funny.
I know initially Pierre wasn't, like a lot of people, wasn't in love with the first one that came out. And this new one, Slink was saying that, you know, they both were saying that they was excited about this one, but Slink brought up the point that, like if you have like the core cast, you know, from the original, that definitely helps, helps the excitement and helps, people really wanting to, go see it, because, you have that familiarity there. If it was an entirely new cast, or they just like threw in, a couple of people, but not the core cast, then probably
like Penitentiary 2. Like they changed everybody, nigga.
I've never watched
a Penitentiary movie.
None of the Penitentiary movies.
Me neither.
Y'all should. It's the most. Y'all should watch it. Y'all should say that. But Penitentiary 1
and
Penitentiary 2 are so vastly different.
Dave's boy, Rodney Allen, Ricky in it.
That's my boy. You don't even know his name.
Yeah, I'm like, what do I know him from?
Tease, you should watch. You should watch the new the Last House Party. You know, just for Rolanda plays a Busty Cougar in it.
I like Busty Cougars.
Of course, you do.
I mean, you know what? We're not gonna go there.
It's been another episode.
What's wrong with Busty
on the Series 33 and the Third podcast.
You like it? I love it, man.
Hey, man. Busty Cougars, feel free to hit us up, DM TJ, and we'll
if you identify as a Busty
Cougar, when I post about it, I hashtag you know Busty Cougars now.
Bro, I'm just saying if she identifies as such, then that might not be what you want. That's all I'm saying.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Yo, make sure y'all follow.
Wait, before we sign off, I'ma just go ahead and call it right here because I feel like we're at the end. And I'm gonna say this is the first episode that I can remember.
Oh, you gonna tell us
where until this moment right now, and we're not gonna go deep into this, there's been no mention of verses. That's it.
Yay!
Okay.
We made it a whole episode. We didn't mention it at all until right now. All right, sign off. Go ahead, do you think?
Yo, make sure you follow us on Twitter, on Series 33, on IG, on the Series 33 in the podcast. Listen to us on all platforms: Spotify, Apple, Anchor, TuneIn. All them joints, Podchaser, and man, merch coming soon.
What?
But I'm gonna go ahead and drop it.
What?
I think we should drop it this month.
Oh shit!
I think we should drop the merch, man.
We need winter merch.
Yo, make sure y'all following us. Man, right, exactly. Yeah, we need them. We need them triple fat goose on the Series 33 and third. Right, for real. But nah, just make sure y'all follow us on all our platforms. We're gonna be dropping that merch real soon. All right, any shout outs, man?
I'm gonna shout out the company called Pillars. I just bought a dope new sweatsuit from them. Man, that's the most comfortable sweatsuit I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Yes. Which what color did you? Okay.
Yeah, man.
Alright, that's what's up. Yeah, support local black businesses. You know what I'm saying? Pillars definitely doing their thing. They got some dope gear. Shout out to my man, Corey DeMond with Gravy.
Another dope, I need some liquor, dude.
Clothing line. So, yeah, that's right. You doing the Jameson, right?
Picklebacks.
Yes, indeed. Man. So, yeah. Much love to everybody. Y'all stay safe out there. Stay warm and
don't go arguing with your neighbors.
Yeah, get your Super Bowl on.
Don't go arguing with your neighbors after the Super Bowl. Take your ass home. And then support Queen Latifah show after the Super Bowl. Yeah.
All right,
I'm not watching.
Okay.
I've already decided. I'm not watching.
Man, I need her to like kill one person.
I hope she doesn't be like that.
Who you calling a bitch?
Oh God, I hope she does. Is he corny? But
and on that note,
I'm out.
Man,
I think we're done here.
All right, y'all. We out.